68%. That's how much overall traffic increased in Wyoming yesterday. Doug McGee is with the Department of Transportation.
So it was just a volume that we've never seen before. I doubt we'll ever see again. It was just a lot for our routes to handle.
McGee explains visitors started coming into the state Wednesday of last week, and that only picked up leading to the eclipse. That means 5 days of visitors all left about the same time. I-25 South saw the worst increases, with each section seeing more than 100% increase in traffic. McGee says the backflow did not let up until around 1:20 a.m. of last night. While many visitors opted to leave after the eclipse in the state, McGee says many decided to stick around Jackson for a couple days longer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.